O Lord, as we work to glorify your kingdom, let us be the light that leads the world to you. Please grant us the patience to work together as a family with understanding and compassion in our hearts. Amen. Mother Mary began speaking. Hold together, blessed ones. Value your bonds of love above everything except your Lord and prayer. There will be many attempts to rock the community through fear. Do not allow fear to get a foothold here. Rather, exercise your faith and stand firmly. Know that at times, you all will be called upon to do things you normally don't do. Please be flexible and consider what is best for the community and put your personal interests totally off to the side. Coordination and cooperation are of the utmost importance in the times that are coming. Each of you are your brother's keeper. Look after one another. Do not pass by a chance to do something charitable for another, no matter how small it is. There is great merit for you in self-giving, and your love for others will increase in direct proportion to what you give from the heart. This is the time to be selfless in all things. It is also a time to honor obedience and support Mother Claire. Jesus began, "Obedience is not just doing what you are asked to do. It is also the carrying out of tiny works of mercy and going out of your way to obey not just the command, but that which would be pleasing to your Lord in every circumstance. Be a good host to your guests and show them exceptional charity. Let the light of my love shine forth from within you. If there is anything I want our visitors to know, it is that I am present here and for them to experience my love. The earthquakes are increasing. This is only the beginning, my love. Tremors all around the world are increasing in magnitude and frequency. You are the light to the nations. Encourage the people of the world to embrace me through all the turmoil. Start messages to encourage this and intimacy through soaking prayer. That was my idea you were thinking. More than anything, the world needs to know that I love them and I am here for them. This is a shaking and waking of their priorities according to the needs of their souls. Please, Claire, give them the security through your messages. Holy Spirit, will you please help me as you always do? And I always will. I love you, Claire. I love you, Holy One. Well, that covers all three of us, so nobody should be left out. I didn't know you were funny. Oh, you don't know the half of it. But you will be finding out soon. Humor does not mar my dignity. Do not be afraid to laugh a little. I cannot forget what Ezekiel said about how the Lord has wanted to exalt us, but because of our pride, he could not. Then I said something about who was the most prideful, and he said, I can think of one or even three. I thought, what if he asked those ones to leave? He said, then you'd have to leave too. That hit me like a hammer, and I started looking closely at where I had frustrated God's plan. I started to sink into a pit and felt really awful. That's when Jesus said, don't look at yourself that way. It is good that you see your pride. This is commendable, but I can still use you, Claire. There is so much more to come, and you are improving, beloved. Truly you are. Oh, Jesus, I feel so badly that I have frustrated your plans, but I have more than one plan, and we are working on it together. I feel so convicted. I'm sorry, Lord. I was considering how curious and lustful for knowledge I can be when He alone wants to be my source. I forgive you, and you are getting better, and we are working on it. Let me hold you, Claire. That was the sweetest, pure love moment. It washed away all the boo-boos.